Report: Chicago women accused of beating off duty cop, taking gun. By Amy Furr on August 6, 2022. Several women reportedly faced charges after an off-duty officer was targeted in the Boys Town area of Chicago on Friday. According to a CWV Chicago article published Saturday, officials said four women punched the 58-year-old man in his face and body in the 3700 block of North Broadway around 2:50 a.m. The victim's silver revolver fell to the ground, and one of the women picked it up and fled, according to prosecutors. Not long after the incident occurred, Chicago police arrested four suspects in the 900 block of West Waveland, and a department spokesperson noted the victim's firearm was located underneath a car in the 800 block. Sophia Ewing, 21, Brianna Tseedle, 30, Pressure Fountain, 32, and LaVivian Harris, 30, are charged with misdemeanor theft and misdemeanor battery, according to Chicago police. Harris is also charged with felony possession of a controlled substance, the outlet said. A photo showed the nearby nightclub, Charlie's Chicago, where the off-duty officer was apparently targeted. In July, a woman carjacked at gunpoint in Chicago was later revealed to be an off-duty officer, according to a report. She had just parked her vehicle and was stepping out when the suspect approached from behind in the 1500 block of South Wabash. The individual flashed a gun, then reportedly demanded she hand over the keys. Once she complied, the suspect drove southbound in her car. The suspect was described as a black man with mid-length dreadlocks, standing about 5 feet, 4 inches tall. Per the recent CWV Chicago article, authorities did not note what agency employed the off-duty officer but did say he was left with a swollen lip. Meanwhile, at least 48 individuals were shot, causing 5 fatalities, over last weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's, D, crime-ridden Chicago. Breitbart News reported that 19 people were shot Friday into Saturday night alone, and 2 of those shooting victims succumbed to their wounds, the outlet said Monday.